On the show today, we have our next top credit union executive finalist, Jody Miles from Central Minnesota Credit Union, describing her project, which is a series of management courses for credit unions nationwide. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have another next top credit union executive contestant, Jody Miles from Central Minnesota Credit Union. Jody, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. And before we get started, how does it feel to be a finalist in this competition? There's a lot invested in this contest, obviously. You guys have done a lot of work, but it's all worthwhile for sure. But how does it feel to be a finalist? And congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. It is super exciting. I got a lot of emotions going through me. I'm really excited about going to Nashville, experiencing that, meeting a lot of great people there, meeting and networking with the other contest winners, along with the CEO.
Before we get into it, I mean, what do you do for your credit union?
So my title here is Talent Development Specialist, which we are a billion-dollar credit union. However, we have one trainer, and that's me. I get to be a jack of all trades, which is really fun.
Yeah.
I do some of our new hire training, our sales strategies, products and services. I head up change management for our organization, which means working on a lot of strategic initiatives and implementing them. And probably the most exciting piece, which is part of my project, is the leadership development curriculum. So I not only oversee that, I also train it and everything else that goes with it.
Awesome. So why did you enter, or what compelled you, or how did you get involved with this contest in the beginning?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my boss, Nadine Reeland, who's our chief human resources officer, and Rick Odenthal, our CEO, actually nominated me for the competition.
Oh, wow.
Rick was at the, Rick, our CEO, was at the competition last year when Jeff, a current Minnesotan, also won. Mm-hmm. And he thought it was just a really neat thing how all of the individuals got up there and presented their project ideas. Yeah. He right away thought of the leadership development program as something that could potentially benefit others as well. So I got to be the lucky one to represent Central Minnesota Credit Union.
Well, congratulations. All right. So how's the process been so far? And what have you learned about yourself?
Well, I've learned that I need to keep it brief sometimes. I like to talk a lot. So through my coaching with the Tim Tolliver from Q's, he's been awesome.
He's a good guy.
And yeah, he's a good guy. So I've learned that I need to be brief and direct and really be focused on what I want to share. I've also learned that the support from the credit union industry is crazy. I received a letter from the president of the Minnesota Credit Union Network. Oh, wow. I received cards from people, lots of people adding me on LinkedIn. So it's been very overwhelming, but very, very awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, good to hear that. I mean, yeah, the support you guys get, not only from the industry, but even from the folks who hold the contest, you know, folks from Q's, Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing, DDJ Myers. I mean, they all do a great job in supporting all the competitors. So you guys have a good support cast there for sure. So
I agree with that.
Let's get to your project here. It's called a management course. Let's get into the weeds here. What's this all about? What are you doing here?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of twofold here, okay. Mike. So I would say at a really high level, it is about empowering managers for success, future leaders. That's really what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
So here at Central Minnesota Credit Union, we actually have a suite of leadership program, leadership courses, and it starts off with the basic workplace skills. It moves up to aspiring management, intro to management, and then our top course that we have today is called Navigating Management, which is for potentially higher end managers or VPs looking to get into an executive position. Mm-hmm. So that's the suite of courses we already have today. So that's what I will be talking a lot about in Nashville, talking about how people can start that at their credit union. And obviously you don't need to start with all of the courses, start with one, get some executive support and build from it. But my current project I'm working on is actually the management course, which you had just mentioned. So through this, we started just with what our needs were, and now we've determined we need a management course. So I'm working on that, and we have dates to be coming up in January of 2019.
Oh, wow. Coming up fast. It's going to come up fast for sure. Now, are these online courses you can take, or do you have to go somewhere, or how do they work?
Yeah, so we have actually combinations. So some of them are usually what we have is instructor-led courses, but we have online pre-training to do beforehand. You come to an instructor-led course, it might be one day, it might be 9 months of content. So we really have a good variety there. And then there's always post-training as well.
Gotcha. Very cool. Very cool. So what are your goals, getting back to the contest itself? What are your goals for the contest and even for your career?
Well, I'd say my goals for the contest is to do a nice job at representing my credit union and the organization at Nashville, obviously, at the conference. I really want to be able to share our leadership development program with other credit unions. I think in today's marketplace, we have a lot of boomers retiring, a lot of millennials coming in, and a lot of those managers are not connecting with the millennials or the Gen Zs, right? So that's really what we're focused on is those soft skills to really connect and engage the workforce. So that would be number one, is to share what we have going on with others. The second piece of the question for my career, you know, I really like it here at Central Minnesota Credit Union. Now, 12 years, this is my hometown, Melrose, Minnesota. I absolutely love it here. So I am really looking to just put some more tools in my backpack to hopefully continue to grow as a leader here at my credit union.
Good for you. Good for you. And last question here, I'll get you off the hot seat here. How do you think this competition benefits the credit union industry?
There are a ton of great ideas out there. One of the things I'm really excited for the conference is to actually learn from the other four nominees about their project. I know that our credit union is actually interested in some of them as well.
So
I really think it's a good way to help promote those up-and-coming leaders, give them an opportunity to shine, but it's also a great way for other credit union CEOs, people attending the conference, to learn from others and, you know what, take back a couple nuggets, throw the idea back at your staff and see what might happen.
Yeah, and so that conference as well is such a great networking conference for you guys as well, because there's a lot of movers and shakers in that room, and so it's a great place to, you know, pick people's brains and get some really good ideas yourself, and then again more tools in your backpack. So good stuff there. Good stuff. All right, Jody, any final words to wrap up here? I mean, thank you so much for your time. I know you're probably super busy, but thank you very much for your time as well. But any final words to wrap up?
You know, I, again, am just really thankful for the opportunity to be part of your interview today, as well as part of the competition. It's really been an awesome experience, and I look forward to seeing you and the others in a couple months here.
Got it. Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. Sitting on pins and needles. All right, Jody, thanks again. Appreciate the time, and good luck. All right?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. And.